From WBUR in Boston, I'm Bill Littlefield, and this is NPR's Only a Game. The halls of academia echoed this week with talk of gridiron concussions. Ahead in Only a Game, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell goes to Harvard. Also, Montreal Canadian Scott Gomez discusses his reasons for anchoring in Anchorage during the NHL lockout. And statistician extraordinaire Nate Silver shifts his focus from the Electoral College to the American League MVP race. Also ahead, the troubling decline of NFL star-turned-inmate Darrell Henley.
Throughout the trial, throughout the 10-week trial, he was convinced he was going to walk out of there a free man. And it was that hubris, it was that delusion, and that painful overconfidence that was his downfall.
Stay tuned.
Major funding for Only a Game is provided by Oliver Wyman. Oliver Wyman, a global management consulting firm with 3,000 professionals serving global 1,000 companies. OliverWyman.com.
This is Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield. Last week's presidential election established statistician Nate Silver as the nation's most accurate prognosticator of politics. Not long thereafter, he turned his attention and his calculations to much more important work, weighing in on who should be named the most valuable player in the American League. Nate Silver, welcome back to Only a Game.
Yeah, thank you.
Miguel Cabrera of the Detroit Tigers won the Triple Crown, meaning that he led the American League in batting average, runs batted in, and home runs. He's the first player to achieve that since 1967, but you regard him as a lead-footed, ham-handed liability, right?
I think he's a terrific player, but we think you had another player, Mike Trout of the Angels, who had an even better season when you break things down and look at all aspects of the game.
Well, let's talk about Mike Trout of the Los Angeles Angels. He does a lot of things better than Cabrera does them. He fields well, he runs well enough to steal bases efficiently, and he gets on base as a leadoff hitter. Do you feel these strengths are relatively unappreciated compared to hits, RBIs, and home runs?
I think so. You know, home runs and RBIs are always kind of the baseball card stats or the scoreboard stats that get the glory, but having runners on base is just as important to scoring runs. If you have to pick any one stat and see what correlates with winning ball games, it's on-base percentage is the best single stat. But it's not like Trout is a slap hitter. He did hit 30 home runs, I think 7 or 8 triples, did that despite missing the first half of the year when he was in the minors. And so the combination of speed plus power plus on-base ability is rare. It's almost like seeing a modern-day Mickey Mantle.
Look, 7 or 8 triples, what kind of statistician and prognosticator are you? I don't care if you can get 50 for 50 in the presidential race, but you don't even know how many triples Trout hit?
Well, I guess I'm so used to dealing with polls, right? We have a margin of error that the exact nature of baseball stats is refreshing in a way. But yeah, it's good that we have real numbers and not the fuzzy ones you get in politics sometimes.
Cabrera was named MVP despite your statistical case against him. Does this mean those who awarded him the honor are incapable of using the latest tools for evaluating player value?
Well, I think part of what they might be missing is that we're a lot better able now to quantify parts of the game that were considered intangible kind of before. So before you could say, well, Cabrera seems like a clumsy defender at third base and Trout seems like a pretty good one in the outfield. But now we can actually measure that by tracking where balls are hit and seeing how many balls does Trout catch up with that another outfielder might not, or does Cabrera miss that a better third baseman might miss. And the defense alone is worth about 20 or 25 runs, the difference between the two players over the course of the year. Mm-hmm. The base running on top of that is worth another 10 or 15 or 20 runs. It's not just, by the way, that Trout steals a lot of bases. It's that he avoids getting caught stealing and he avoids making mistakes on the base paths. He advances from first to third a lot, scores from second on a base hit a lot. Those things all help the Angels score runs as well. So we can measure that stuff in a lot more detail now, and these little things that were traditionally important and that coaches always love and everything else, now can actually start to quantify that stuff.
Having predicted precisely what would happen in the presidential election, does it feel less significant to be making a case for who should win the Most Valuable Player award?
I know. I grew up in a Big Ten town in East Lansing, Michigan, and so there the sports stuff is where you had your serious debates, right? And the politics, the elections were for fun. So that's not my, not my perspective necessarily when you grow up near a Big Ten football stadium. But to me, it's relaxing to talk about sports again. I think it's a good way for people to start to understand how statistics can help to, hey, explain the real world. So it's good to be in a game where we've seen innovation, some of the Moneyball stuff, and we've seen some progress and some change, and all for the better, I think.
Nate Silver's case for Mike Trout as the AL MVP appeared in the New York Times 538 blog this week. Nate, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Yes, thank you.